Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, experience, association versus dissociation. Some individuals live life from within, deeply engaged, emotionally present, and fully immersed in their experiences. Others experience life from a slight distance, observing, analyzing, and maintaining a buffer between themselves and emotional intensity. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, ego, clarity, responsibility, and co-ruled by Mercury, intellect, discernment, tends to lean toward association, especially when honor, commitment, or service is involved. These natives want to be present, dependable, and integrated in what they do. Yet when overburdened, disrespected, or emotionally taxed, they can shift into dissociation, detaching to maintain composure or preserve function. Their tendency to associate or dissociate depends on planetary placements, particularly in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses, where emotional vulnerability meets duty and public presence. If Moon is in the 4th house, the experience is strongly associated. These individuals feel deeply, especially when it comes to home, emotional security, or private bonds. In Uttara Falguni, this placement fosters nurturing through responsibility. They are emotionally present in their roles, especially within the family or caregiving environments. If Moon is in the 10th, that association turns public. They become emotionally invested in their work, leadership, or how they're perceived. Their emotional well-being becomes intertwined with professional performance. If Mercury is in the 5th house, the experience leans toward dissociation through intellect. These individuals may observe emotion, analyze expression, or step back in romantic or creative situations to maintain clarity. In Uttara Falguni, this manifests as thoughtful participation. They care, but often prefer to reflect before reacting. If Mercury is in the 10th, the dissociation becomes a professional skill. They know when to stay composed, when to communicate rationally, and when to detach emotionally to get things done. If Saturn is in the 4th house, the dissociation is protective and disciplined. These individuals may have grown up suppressing emotional responses in favor of duty or control. In Uttara Falguni, this reinforces emotional restraint. They associate with service but distance themselves from emotional overwhelm. If Saturn is in the 10th, this detachment becomes a leadership tool. They keep their feelings private while fulfilling external obligations, often appearing stoic or overly controlled in public roles. If K2 is in the 5th house, the experience is naturally dissociative, especially in creative, romantic, or expressive spaces. These individuals may struggle to feel fully engaged in love or joy, operating more through detachment or spiritual distance. In Uttara Falguni, this creates tension between their desire to serve and their tendency to emotionally check out when expression feels unsafe or disillusioning. If K2 is in the 1st, this dissociation becomes part of identity. They appear composed, selfless, or removed, often feeling disconnected from their own presence even when fulfilling their role. Uttara Falguni's instinct is to show up, to be reliable, present, and sincere. Their association with experience is driven by purpose, not emotional indulgence. Yet when duty overshadows self or connection threatens their equilibrium, they can pull back, not out of indifference, but out of preservation. Their growth lies in learning when to be fully present and when to detach with awareness, not repression. When balanced, they become dignified anchors in both heart and mind, able to engage with devotion and step back with discernment. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra approach, matching versus mismatching. Some individuals naturally seek alignment, looking for what fits, flows, and confirms expectations. Others are wired to notice what's off, what needs improvement, correction, or doesn't quite add up. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, harmony, order, and co-ruled by Mercury, analysis, logic, leans toward a matching approach by default. These natives are driven to create systems, relationships, and environments that feel stable, ethical, and cooperative. They like when things make sense and align with their inner standards of fairness and structure. However, their Mercury influence sharpens their eye for flaws. So, under stress or when entrusted with responsibility, they can shift into a mismatching mindset, noticing and correcting what doesn't work. Their dominant lens depends on planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, where communication, service, and public accountability are tested. If Sun is in the first or 10th house, the native tends toward matching. These individuals are motivated by principle and purpose. They seek alignment between action and values, and between people and roles. In Uttara Falguni, this translates into a desire to bring structure and consistency into the spaces they serve. They often assume that if everyone fulfills their role, harmony will follow. If Sun is in the 10th, this becomes professional. They try to embody the ideals they want to see in the world and surround themselves with people or systems that reflect shared values. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the approach begins to lean mismatching. These individuals are detail-focused, quick to spot contradictions or errors, especially in communication, planning, or strategy. In Uttara Falguni, this Mercury brings a desire to improve, not from criticism, but from service. If Mercury is in the 10th, the mismatching becomes a public strength. They may rise in roles that require editing, evaluating, or optimizing systems or language for greater clarity and function. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the approach becomes emotionally matching. These natives seek relational and emotional alignment. They want emotional safety, resonance, and mutual understanding. In Uttara Falguni, they strive to maintain a harmonious emotional environment, often adjusting themselves to preserve peace. However, if they sense inconsistency or dishonesty, they may shift into mismatching, emotionally withdrawing, or quietly pointing out what's off. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the mismatching tendency is heightened and structured. These individuals operate through refinement. They are diligent, responsible, and often hyper-aware of what isn't functioning efficiently. In Uttara Falguni, this gives them the ability to reform or lead within systems, but also a tendency to become overly rigid or critical if standards aren't met. They mismatch to protect order, often stepping in to fix what others have missed. If Jupiter is in the 3rd or 9th house, the approach softens back toward matching, but with wisdom and meaning. These individuals seek coherence between knowledge, values, and expression. In Uttara Falguni, Jupiter encourages pattern recognition with a moral or philosophical lens. They still spot discrepancies, but they ask, how can this be brought into alignment with something greater? Their mismatching, when it arises, is thoughtful and expansive, not nitpicky. Uttara Falguni thrives on alignment and purpose. They naturally match people to roles, ideals to actions, and effort to ethics. But they're also built to correct, refine, and elevate systems when things feel unjust, inefficient, or unbalanced. Their evolution lies in knowing when to pursue harmony and when to use their insight to make things better, not just smoother. When they balance these instincts, they become quiet reformers, upholding what's working and compassionately transforming what isn't. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra time experience, in time versus through time. Some individuals live in time, fully immersed in the present, responding moment to moment, emotionally or energetically engaged with what's unfolding now. Others experience life through time, aware of timelines, patterns, consequences, and long-term purpose, acting with foresight and reflection. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, future-oriented, legacy-driven, and co-ruled by Mercury, logical, organized, leans toward a through-time orientation. These natives are often focused on building something lasting, whether in relationships, work, or service. They think in terms of structure, order, and sustainability. Yet when emotionally stirred or drawn into relational or creative flow, they can temporarily shift into in-time responsiveness. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses help reveal how time is experienced, whether it's lived in the moment or managed through vision and planning. If Sun is in the 1st house, the experience is strongly through time. These individuals are conscious of who they're becoming, how they're seen, and what their actions mean over time. In Uttara Falguni, this brings a dignified sense of pacing. They act with intention, often choosing long-term impact over instant gratification. If Sun is in the 10th, this tendency deepens. They operate with legacy in mind, thinking about how current efforts will shape their future, reputation, or contributions to society. If Moon is in the 4th house, the time experience leans toward in time, especially on the emotional level. These individuals respond to inner tides, domestic shifts, or mood-driven decisions. In Uttara Falguni, this manifests as devotion to the emotional moment. They may delay decisions until they feel right, regardless of long-term strategy. If Moon is in the 10th, they strive to appear measured, but their inner world still reacts to real-time emotional dynamics, especially in public or leadership roles. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the time orientation becomes mentally through time. These individuals track events, plan logically, and function well with schedules and routines. In Uttara Falguni, Mercury supports their natural love of structure. They think ahead, anticipate needs, and break down time into manageable units. In professional settings, they are often the ones holding timelines, organizing projects, or preparing for the next step before others even notice it's needed. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the through time pattern becomes dominant and disciplined. These natives often carry an awareness of responsibility, karma, and cause and effect. In Uttara Falguni, Saturn reinforces their duty-bound mindset. They may act slowly, but with precision, driven by an inner clock that measures consequences. Their planning tends to be long-term and purpose-driven, with every move anchored in endurance and accountability. If Rahu is in the 1st or 7th house, the experience can skew in time, but in a restless, future-chasing way. These individuals often feel a pull to act now, to achieve, transform, or claim something in the present moment, even if it disrupts long-term goals. In Uttara Falguni, this creates internal tension. They crave meaning and stability, but may get swept up in short-term ambition or external validation. Their task is to align present impulses with future integrity. Uttara Falguni is naturally wired to pace itself wisely, to act today in a way that honors tomorrow. While they can respond in the moment when necessary, their strength lies in planning, sustaining, and growing with consistency. Their evolution comes from embracing both the value of now and the wisdom of later, learning when to hold a long view and when to honor the emotional moment without losing track of where they're headed. When balanced, they become timekeepers of purpose, steady, visionary, and gracefully aligned with the rhythm of progress. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are driven by their bond with people, relationships, support, connection, and mutual growth. Others are fueled by activities, what they do, solve, or create. For some, places provide a sense of purpose, settings that offer meaning, memory, or context. And others are grounded in things, structure, resources, material mastery, or tools of function. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, duty, self-expression, and co-ruled by Mercury, logic, service, is often motivated by people and activities, especially when those relationships or efforts are grounded in service, partnership, or shared values. These natives thrive when what they do supports others and reflects their ethical core. Still, under certain planetary influences, particularly in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, their core interest may shift toward environments or systems that offer stability, identity, or mastery. If Sun is in the 1st or 7th house, people are the primary motivator, especially in the form of relationships that reinforce their purpose, identity, or integrity. In Uttara Falguni, this manifests as a deep need to be seen and respected within partnerships or group dynamics. They want to serve others, but also want to be honored for how they show up. If Sun is in the 10th, this people focus becomes professional. They seek roles where they can guide, uplift, and earn public respect through meaningful connections. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the motivation shifts toward activities. These natives love the act of doing, communicating, organizing, planning, fixing, or refining. In Uttara Falguni, Mercury adds mental sharpness to service. They're driven by tasks that require intelligence, logic, and clarity. Whether it's writing, systems design, or problem solving, their motivation is rooted in action that improves or supports others. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes their career path. They find fulfillment through structured, meaningful work. If Moon is in the 4th or 10th house, the motivation leans toward places, particularly those tied to emotional security, identity, or legacy. In Uttara Falguni, the Moon gives emotional weight to setting. They may be driven by the need to establish a secure home or a respected public presence. They associate places with roles, and roles with belonging. Whether it's the home they build or the space they hold at work, where they are matters as much as what they do. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the focus leans toward things, but not for luxury's sake. These natives are drawn to systems, responsibilities, and tools that offer long-term results and purpose. In Uttara Falguni, Saturn brings a slow-burning motivation. They want things to function well, last long, and carry weight. Whether it's an organization, a method, or a professional structure, they're motivated by what can be built, maintained, or perfected. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, motivation becomes more complex, often tied to a craving for recognition, power, or success. These individuals may appear service-oriented, but are driven by a deeper desire to stand out, rise above, or leave a mark. In Uttara Falguni, this can be channeled into purposeful ambition, but if ungrounded, may lead to chasing status without meaning. They must learn to align outer achievement with inner values. Uttara Falguni's deepest motivation is to serve with purpose, to work, relate, and lead in ways that bring order, healing, and dignity. Whether through people they uplift, activities they manage, places they sustain, or things they perfect, their drive is always centered on meaningful contribution. When aligned, they become pillars of integrity, steady, motivated, and deeply respected for what they give and how they give it.